This is a doctor indicating history, physical, patient name, Hopkin, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Date of birth, 5-9-1947. Place, Franklinwood, Genesis, nursing rehab. His initial history and physical. And comprehensive evaluation. History of present illness. This is a 76-year-old female with history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, anxiety, insomnia, vitamin D deficiency. Came to the emergency room increasing weakness for a few months. As per son and the caregiver, patient having issue with taking care of herself. 2 weeks to get up and use a bed commode. Patient has a diarrhea. She was evaluated in the ED. WBC count was 14,000. Potassium 5.3. Blood pressure 90/64. Pulse 115. Urine analysis done showed UTI. She was treated with ceftriaxone. Speech therapy saw the patient because of difficulty swallowing. They recommended soft diet, thin liquid diet, as tolerated. She started to improve with IV antibiotic and fluid. Physical therapy recommended subacute rehab and subsequently patient transferred here. Today when I saw the patient is lying on the bed. She is feeling weak, no headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. And past medical history, as I mentioned, hyperlipidemia, number 2, hypertension, number 3, anxiety disorder, number 4, insomnia, vitamin D deficiency, history of overall declining ADL and has a caregiver who has been helping her on a daily basis. Her system today, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, congestion, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralysis, no paradipsia. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Medications upon discharge, Xanax, 1 mg PO BID, PRN for anxiety, Lipitor, 40 mg daily, Coric, 3.125 mg BID, Cefdinir, 300 mg PO Q 12 hour, Vitamin D, 125 mcg PO daily, Lisinopril, 10 mg daily, Tazodone, 50 mg daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert. Oriented M3, blood pressure 100/62, pulse 80, temperature 98.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oss 96%. Headed macronomophilic, eyes anectaric, no urinary discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, regular abdomen, soft non tender, valves positive, extremity trace edema, chronic dry skin. And some dermatitis changes noted in the legs, above the ankle area, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, ambulatory dysfunction, gait not tested, feeling generalized weakness. Recent labs done at the facility, sodium 137, potassium 3.4, chloride 101, CO2 25, BUN 17, creatinine 0.68, WBC 8.5, hemoglobin 11, hematocrit 33.4, platelet 414. Assessment, patient is admitted, number 1, generalized weakness, number 2, ambulatory dysfunction, number 3, arthritis of the both knees, number 4, history of Coley fracture of the right radius, next, hypertension, next history of hyperlipidemia, history of vitamin D deficiency. allergy is not known. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT, follow-up lab electrolytes. Care plan discuss the patient and the nursing staff. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.